Harry and Pricey podcast.
Dubai 92.
It's 2 minutes past six. Happy Wednesday. Hello.
Hello. How you feeling? Okay, great. That sounds very healthy.
Some clown has filled the studio with balloons everywhere, and an even bigger clown decided to pop them when I was walking in the studio today.
Oh, so you started the morning on a...
Knowing full well I suffer from angina.
You don't have angina. How many times do I have to tell you this?
I have a murmur of the heart. I tell them no pranks on me, please. I could die. But that doesn't stop them, does it?
That's every time I speak to you. How are you, Harry? I'm dying. I'm dying. Today I'm dying. I'm like, you're not. Everyone is like essentially where, you know, but.
Oh, good morning to you as well, Natalie Price.
You know what I mean?
What it's a like, start.
You need to get over it. Ah. You don't have angina.
Thank you, cardiologist Price. Yeah. How are you doing this morning? You all right?
I'm good. I'm feeling confident. I watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy last night, so I can tell you exactly what you've got.
Right. Okay. Without a doubt. Yeah. Thank you. What season are you up to on Grey's Anatomy?
I think it's like
season. I don't care.
Oh, wow. I thought you really were vested. I had a vested interest then. Hey, we want to send you off to London to parade with Virgin Economy Classic, Virgin Atlantic.
This is going to be massive, actually. We've been doing it all week and last week as well. And we really want to send you off to London because a shopping spree in London,
yes.
Who wouldn't want that? Get out of this place.
Listen out for the cue to text. As soon as you hear it, text in parade with your name to 4009.
We're going to go to China next. There's a story you would not believe. A woman was missing for 24 years. The unbelievable part was how she was tracked down and found.
What?
Yeah. Incredible story.
Someone's got the movie rights already.
Absolutely. We'll go there in the Need to Know next morning. Need to Know. You can join us here anytime you like as well. 4009 is our number. An unbelievable story coming out of China this morning where Wang Mingkong's daughter was only 3 years old when she went missing in China.
Wow.
The dad was selling fruit with his wife 24 years ago. Once they finished serving the customers, they realized their daughter was nowhere to be seen. Parents' worst nightmare.
That would be just traumatic, wouldn't it? You'd be so devastated.
I remember I was minding my niece when she was little, like a fun gym or whatever they are, and she went missing for like 10 seconds. Mm. Like she was just in the slide, and it was panic.
Yeah.
Full-on panic.
That's
so
bad.
I can't imagine this. Mm-hmm. They obviously sparked a massive search for the toddler. The weeks turned into months. The months turned into years. 21 years later, the daughter is still missing. Her dad came up with a pretty genius idea. He thought, I'm going to become a taxi driver, and every time I pick up a passenger, I'm going to give them a card with my daughter's photograph and information, and they can pass it on or hand it out, or maybe someone's recognized her. 2 years of doing this, he'd given away 5,000 cards.
Great.
With his daughter's missing daughter's information, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was she's been missing for 24 years. That was 2 years ago he decided to do that. A woman eventually came across his story. She reached out to him. They did a DNA test 2 days ago. The results came back positive. They'd found her daughter.
Wow.
They'd found the daughter.
Just from his idea of being the taxi driver and giving out those cards rather than buying a billboard, which no one can afford to
do. No, exactly. So he was working.
Yeah. And also, like, when you're a taxi driver, you can kind of spread your story because you're talking to all your passengers all the time.
A lot of the time it's a punish when the cab drivers tell you the story. But I think people really felt bad for this guy.
They wanted to help him.
They wanted to help this guy.
Wow, I'd love to know what her story was, like what happened, where she was, who she was with.
They don't know much yet. The reunion was obviously swarmed by media, but they haven't actually spoken out yet. I guess they just want to keep it personal and they've got 24 years of catch up to do.
My goodness.
There was a little bit of backstory. She's 27 years old. She was adopted after she went missing, and she grew up just 20 kilometres from where her parents lived. She moved out when she became an adult, 20 k's away the whole time.
That's amazing.
Years.
And I can just kind of see Ron Howard or someone coming across this story, buying the rights and making a film out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is a story that lots of people would like to hear.
Absolutely. I love the humble cab driver trying to find his daughter out there in China. What, 2 billion people or something?
Father's like. Love.
It's incredible. So good. Look, a feel-good story coming out of China this morning for the Need to Know.
I like that Need to Know. It was a good one.
Thank you, Pricey. Mm. Coming up, we're going to play Yay or Nay. We love doing this game. Our producer's going to fire off some questions and topics at us.
Yep. It's your chance to get up close and personal with us. And you can judge us as well. We don't mind.
I think you judge anyway. let's be honest. The only thing with this game is there's no fence sitting.
Yeah.
We have to give you an answer.
Absolutely.
We're going to play. It's on the way for you this morning. This is Yay or Nay. It's where our producer Layla, throws some scenarios, questions, current affairs at us, and we have to give an answer, yay or nay, within 3 seconds, no fence sitting.
Yeah, do we agree or do we disagree? Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Are you really?
Born ready. Pricey?
Are you really, though?
No. That's a whole other story.
Nay.
Yeah, nay.
I feel like you're not going to like this first one, Harry. Right. Sharing a room with your parents on holiday.
Just 1 second. 3, 2, 1. Big fat nay.
Yay.
What?
I love sharing a room with my mum. She tells me all the stories about when I was younger. Yeah. And then she snores and then I video it and send it to the family chat.
You sent that to me, I think, as well.
Yeah,
actually.
I did. Yeah.
When you're in Peru.
Oh, it's an absolute talent my mother has. Her snoring's adorable. Who snores and looks adorable?
I don't look adorable when I snore.
Exactly. My mum does.
Oh, does
it's
she?
Talent.
So cute. You and I had very different childhoods. I don't want to hear anything about stories of when I was a kid from my parents. No, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Just got back from the therapist yesterday.
Wow.
How was it? Did you tell your therapist about how you had to share a room with your parents?
That didn't come up, but I think he could tell.
You were affected.
He prescribed an extra month's medication. He's like, I'll give you 40 days. Yeah.
Okay, number two, getting matching tattoos.
3, 2, 1.
Nay.
Nay.
Oh, that's nay. Offensive. Oh, that's offensive right there.
That is offensive. I'm sorry. Nay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So you wouldn't get a matching tattoo with Danny?
I wouldn't.
Long distance Danny?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
No?
No, I wouldn't. I like tattoos. Mm-hmm. We have our fair share of regrettable tattoos. Mm-hmm. I don't speak for both of us for that.
No, we do.
We do? Yeah.
Yes.
Those stars. Why did we get stars?
I don't know.
It's almost like you and I have matching tattoos.
Oh, that's sad. That is so sad.
I wouldn't, only because I think it's a bit old school now to do that.
Well, isn't that beginning of the end?
Yeah.
Isn't that just the first sign of like,
I almost think it's insecurities. Like, I think the girl would go along with it, but I don't actually think she'd like it. I don't know.
I wouldn't do it.
No.
I wouldn't do
okay,
it.
Okay,
no
so nay for that one. Yeah.
Right, no said. Eating fast food for breakfast.
3, 2, 1.
Yay!
Yay.
Macca's all the way.
As I said, I just got a sudden urge to have a McDonald's for breakfast.
Yeah, fast food for breakfast is great.
Who doesn't? You know, I'm trying to think if I should say this. I was working with an elite athlete many years ago, and he said that for men, they can eat whatever they want for breakfast, as long as they're eating breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you eat for breakfast. Do not take this health advice that you hear on this show. That is a massive disclaimer. But he said you can eat whatever you want for breakfast, as long as you're eating something.
I wish that man never told you that, because this is why in the mornings you're having spaghetti bolognese and lamb chops and whatnot. Because that must be in the back of your mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't have a buffet gourmet breakfast every morning. I just have to have leftovers night before.
It's very weird to see you up a bowl of bolognese at 5:30 in the morning.
You know what I feel like? I feel like I'm back at high school being teased for my lunch again. Is that what you used to do to the kids in high school? Tease them for lunch? Because you used to turn up with a perfectly packed lunchbox?
I had to pack my own lunchbox when I was a kid.
What a loser. Where was your mum on that one?
She's at work.
Oh.
Wow, that took a turn.
Now I feel bad. When your opinion on something, Pricey, especially as a woman, I thought that what I did the other day at a restaurant was totally okay.
Mm-hmm.
However, my mother was quite upset at the fact that I was going to do this. So we're at a restaurant, we're having lunch. It's when mum and dad were in town. So this was on Monday. So I was having lunch with mum and dad, Sue and Daryl. And I noticed over at the other side of the restaurant, there was a woman who was wearing a blouse with pictures of dogs on it, particularly sausage dogs.
Cool.
Now, I know that my girlfriend, Long Distance Danny, would love that blouse. Would love it. That was a Danny blouse. She loves sausage dogs. I was like, I've got to get this for her. So I was kind of thinking, maybe I'd be able to just get it somewhere in town. I don't really know how to, I don't know designers and that kind of thing. So I'm like, I'm going to have to go up and ask her where she's got her blouse from. My mum goes, you can't do that. You can't. You can't go over and ask her what she's wearing. I was like, well, if I don't know, she's going to walk out and I'm never going to know. I'm never going to be able to get this blouse for Danny. It'll be a great gift. So I walk over to the woman. She's sitting there at the table having lunch with her husband. And I said, look, I approached it with, I've got a girlfriend. So it didn't look like I was just going over.
Hey, disclaimer, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Continue.
Because I think that disarms the man. I think it's like it's less hostile for the woman if you say, I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Before you approach a strange woman in a restaurant.
Yeah.
So I go over and I say, look, my girlfriend would love this blouse that you're wearing. Where did you get it? And she looks me up and down. Caveat, I wasn't wearing track pants, by the way, before your brain goes there.
I'm glad that you changed.
Yeah, I wasn't wearing track pants.
Yeah.
I was wearing trousers. She looks me up and down and goes, it's Stella McCartney and it was last season. I said, thank you. And I walked away. And I went back to the table with my mum and dad. And I said, I think I was just told that the blouse she was wearing was out of my price range.
It's like the Pretty Woman equivalent of, it's very expensive.
I was Pretty Woman.
Yeah, you were Pretty Woman.
Yeah, I was Julia Roberts. Walked away. Oh, you know what? I'm going to go back to the restaurant with the Stella McCartney bag. Nothing in it, just the bag.
Just the bag. Go into a Stella McCartney shop and just grab the bag and then just go and try and find that lady again.
Exactly.
Just stalk her everywhere around Dubai.
Pricey Scandal.
Now make sure you listen up to the scandal because we've got 500 dirhams for you to spend on food and drinks at the Nippon Bottle Company at the Dusitani Hotel.
Rock on.
Really nice. Now this is super cool. Over the Easter long weekend, Matt Damon flew all the way from Boston to Byron Bay in Sydney, in Australia, sorry.
Yeah.
To hang out with Chris Hemsworth.
That's so cool. Yeah. And a very long plane ride.
Who knew that they were so close?
I didn't know.
I didn't know they were such good friends. But yeah, Matt Damon picked up his family. He's got children and his wife and everything.
Yeah.
And flew them all the way over to Byron Bay to hang out with Chris Hemsworth and his beautiful wife Elsa and their gorgeous children.
Yeah.
They all hung out at a really famous music festival called Blues Fest. Do you know Blues Fest in Byron Bay, Harry?
Definitely do. Belongal Fields have been there. Very good.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I really want to try. I want to check that out.
A couple of festivals there, actually.
Matt Damon really completely immersed himself into the Aussie culture because when he was at Chris Hemsworth's house, there was a snake in the bathroom and Elsa, his wife, was the one to pick it up and get it out of the house. Isn't that crazy? It's just like, welcome to Australia, Matt.
Yeah, I know. It's such a stereotypical, I feel embarrassed. Like, oh, there's a snake in the toilet. Please come back and visit Australia. There's a snake in the toilet.
Yep, just put it out on the patio. Just don't mind the huntsman spider that's, you know, spinning his web out on the balcony.
It's a beautiful part of the world, though.
It is really nice. Really nice. So Mini-Me from Austin Powers, apparently police were rushed to his home on Monday night this week, getting a report that he was not in a good place at all. Reports of suicide and whatnot. It was really quite serious. They described him as being extremely upset. He was a little bit out of it. And the cops and the fire departments and the paramedics had to all go there and just make sure that he was okay. They took him to a hospital for possible alcohol poisoning, and he's currently being held for 72 hours there for evaluation
and watch, I suppose. Strange. Did I make this up? Producer Layla had seen him in a Broadway production.
Pantomime.
Yeah. He's really big on, you know, the website Reddit.
Yes.
I'm on there a lot, and he's very popular on there. He posts a lot of things, and he seems like a really happy and positive guy.
I know.
So, sad.
Yeah, I guess you just kind of, you have to kind of watch for those things as well. But, yeah. He's not really good at all. Hopefully, he'll be better soon. His name is Vern Troyer.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Good morning, UAE. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. 4009. If you do want to be part of the show as well, you're always welcome.
Yes. There's a member of the royal family that apparently travels with a toilet seat.
Amongst other weird behaviours as well.
We're going to find out all about it in Royal Tea Time a little bit later on.
Yeah, it has been revealed. Producer Layla's got the details on that one for us. Panpipes and Pop Songs is back as well. One of our new favourite games. You know when you go to a spa or you get a massage or something and they're playing that panpipe music?
Yes.
And it's always covers of pop songs.
I know.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there going, what is this song? I know it. Oh, of course, it's Britney Spears.
Well, if you're good with your panpipe cover songs, you might want to listen up. Could actually win you something.
We're totally going to send you off to the most amazing retreat coming up next.
Tragically.
What's she dribbling on about?
No, it's just clearing a blockage or something.
It's tea time, darlings.
Our favourite segment, the whole...
Oh, interesting. Seems like a really deep.
Sounds like a science experiment with a beaker. It's supposed to be classy.
That's a deep teacup.
We're just pouring some tea, getting ready for royal tea time.
Our favourite segment, this is where we chat about the royal family, royals, and we have tea while doing so because it would be uncouth not to.
Yeah. Where are our scones?
I brought in cookies for you today.
It's
never good enough.
Lovely. I mean, splendid.
Let me know if they're not chewy because I'm going to take them back if they aren't.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I know.
I agree. If the packet says chewy, the cookie's got to be chewy.
I gave them a second chance. I bought them last time and they were crumbly.
Yeah.
Stiff almost. So hopefully those ones are chewy. If not, that's it.
Well, I'm looking at the jar, Harry, and the jar looks like it's had a couple already eaten. So can't you already tell?
I did eat those ones.
Are they chewy? Can't you just say if they're chewy or not now?
What I just define as chewy may be very different from what you define as chewy.
All right.
All right. Let's chew over the royals now. Huh? That for a segue.
All right.
I liked it.
Thanks, Bryce.
So one of the royal family members has got some very weird habits and they've just come out in a unauthorized biography. So Prince Charles has basically had all these things revealed about him. So he tends to travel with a personal toilet seat, his mattress, certain toilet paper, a chest of drawers, and his own linen, which is fair enough. I think that's personal hygiene.
Yeah, I get personal linen. My own toilet paper, I agree with. Toilet seat as well.
Yeah.
I'm down for. What was the other one? A mattress.
A mattress. I get really funny about sleeping in hotels because I'm like, you don't know if this got bed bugs.
Yeah, bed bugs. But imagine getting off the plane, walking through the airport, and one of the royal servants is carrying a mattress above his head.
I just find it completely weird.
Well, it's weird habits. Yeah.
It's like creature comforts, okay, but if you're carrying around a mattress and linen, there's something like, you know, has gone wrong, you know what I mean. Like, why has he got this phobia?
Well, perhaps it's not a phobia. Perhaps it's like a lumbar support mattress. It could be for his back.
Maybe it's memory foam.
Yeah.
Well, okay, then explain the toilet seat.
Personal hygiene.
Okay, so, you know, you go over to a mate's house and for a royal dinner and you don't like the cleanliness of their bathroom, so you bring your own toilet seat and you unscrew the current one that's on there.
That's too much effort.
Screw yours on. Do your royal business, unscrew it, take it back out to the dinner table. That's how I assume it happens.
I think Prince Charles has some things he needs to figure out.
Okay.
I think he has OCD because he apparently changes his clothes up to 5 times a day.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard a royal rumour.
Oh, I like a royal rumour.
About Prince Charles. And I think producer Roger backed me up on this one. He didn't know what cling film was.
Yes.
Like glad wrap.
Glad wrap, yeah. Cling wrap.
Yeah.
He had a royal hunger pain midnight.
Yeah.
Came down to the kitchen, famished, I imagine, and for a bit of a midnight snack. And some of the leftovers was wrapped in cling film. Had no idea what it was.
What?
He was like, what is this clear force field?
Just prodding at it.
Yeah. It is no match for my strength of finger. I will poke into the royal potato mash and gravy and eat to my heart's content.
Does he bring his own fork?
I don't know if he brings his own fork, Bryce. I'd imagine someone rolling around a royal function with their own mattress and toilet seat probably brings their own cutlery as well.
Oh, my goodness.
You can bet on that one.
What has Camilla got herself into?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think a lot of women think that when they start to marry men, royal or not. What have I got myself into?
Pricey scandal.
Justin Timberlake stopped his concert midway to help a fan announce her pregnancy to the world.
Cool.
Yeah, he was more than happy to help. He jumped off stage, got all the details because he saw a little sign that she had put up while he was performing. And yeah, it was all about her being pregnant. Her name is Darcel. And she admitted to loving JT since she was like 6 years old. So she's a massive fan.
Right, yeah.
And now she's pregnant. And then as she told everyone, obviously social media, even though if you're not in the arena, if you're on social media, you see it straight away.
You're going to know.
You're a massive Justin Timberlake fan. And she's even offered to have Justin Timberlake as the godfather of the child.
Okay, it's getting a little bit freaky fan territory.
And it's like, of course you would. It's Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. You'd get a really good gift, wouldn't you?
You would.
Yeah.
You'd be so set. It'd be so nice.
I think it's a little full on, but yeah, but very nice that he did that anyway.
Yeah. Now, if you're a Stranger Things fan, you're going to love this. There's going to be a new Stranger Things attraction in Universal Studios in Hollywood, Orlando and Singapore.
Cool.
Yep. They've announced they're creating both Hawkins, Indiana and the Sinister Underworld part of the Halloween Horror Nights attraction. So they've actually like teamed up with the creators of the Stranger Things to make sure it's as real as possible.
Yeah, cool.
So you're going to see absolutely everything, complete with the Christmas lights galore.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, in the lounge room.
Yeah, and the soundtrack would be good going through there
as
well.
It's going to be so good. So now we can truly visit the upside down of Stranger Things Universal Studios.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Isn't that? It's just like, you know, a small, like you're not too sure about a Netflix show. You're like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be good or not. It's just blown up.
It's huge.
It's so good.
My favorite character from Stranger Things is probably 12.
Shut up. I always get a name wrong. It's 11, but I always call her 12.
It's so confidently. She's like, so 12 did this. And we're like, who are you talking about? What? I don't have a clue.
Oh, I can't help it. Bobby Brown, she plays 11.
She's gorgeous.
I just love her.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to check out the video of the new Stranger Things attraction in Universal Studios, check out our website. It's up there now at dubai92.com.
In 7 minutes' time, a very limited amount of tickets will be on sale for Blended, being headlined by the Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
If you thought you missed out, you have another chance. You can jump on Platinum List, 800 tickets, Virgin Megastores. You've got to buy them there.
Yeah, make sure you get them from those websites because you could be seeing this live.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out. I'm going to go to the UK for a story that's getting a bit of headlines at the moment. I think personally it's a little bit of political correctness gone mad, but we'll let you decide. Pupils at certain schools in the UK are being discouraged from talking about their weekends when they come back to school for the week for fear of other classmates that may be a bit disadvantaged, wealthy or maybe they're just a bit poorer, I guess is what they're saying. They don't want to disadvantage classmates as they may feel ashamed or embarrassed that they haven't been doing anything on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Pupils have been warned that talking about their weekends could upset the poorer classmates. The project is being implemented in certain schools in the UK and they're telling kids basically try not to talk about what you did on the weekend because the poorer students will have to admit that they haven't done anything.
I suppose... Just think about it. If little Harry comes to school and he's, you know, he's been away for the whole weekend. They've done this huge road trip. They went fishing and everything. And then he's telling little Pricey about it. And little Pricey just didn't do anything. She just had to sit in front of the television all night and day.
Well, if you reverse the roles, that was me in primary school anyway. I was just sitting at home watching TV.
Yeah.
Like I think the both of us, we both have talked about this before. I think we grew up wealthy.
We weren't poor, but we weren't well off.
No, we're working class.
Yeah.
The other side of the argument is that it's part of an obsession with political correctness. Children need to be allowed to be children. It's a fact of life that some families are better off than others, and children cannot and should not be shielded from that fact. Even from high school, one of my now best and closest friends, a friend of mine, Josh, his family were always holidaying at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Overseas, Fiji, going on cruises, all that kind of thing.
Really?
Vanuatu.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what did you do? You guys stayed in.
Rode my bike around all summer holidays. Doesn't matter. You just kind of, all it did for me growing up was, okay, I would like to do that. So I'm going to try and work hard and save up and try and do those holidays.
Yeah.
It just kind of shapes who you are.
I do remember feeling a little bit sad when my friends would go away and I'd be at home just doing nothing, waiting for them to come back. Mm. I mean, I watched a lot of television when I was a kid.
You watched a lot of soapies during the day, I'd imagine.
Yeah, a lot of MASH. Remember the MASH?
Yeah, it was good.
MASH TV show?
Yeah.
But yeah, I always remember thinking, oh... Like, not, I was a little bit sad that we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I just waited for the day for Mum to be like, we're going on holiday.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? But it can make children sad, I think.
Did you think that kind of shaped your life in any way? Because you ended up joining Emirates, working at Cameron Crew. You saw the world anyway. Mm-hmm. You live in a cosmopolitan city like Dubai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you don't want a cotton wool kids.
No.
Just because, you know, they've got to realise that or work towards that or have hopes and dreams.
But also, I feel like if you're telling kids what they can and cannot talk about, like what kind of environment are we kind of making here? For you? It's a bit 1984, if you ask me.
Well, it's the same thing as if they have a birthday party, they have to invite the whole class.
Correct.
Not just a few select people of their friends, like, you know, just their friends.
But you rock up to school on a Monday morning in the UK and the kids go, whatever the kids, poor or wealthy, go, oh, what'd you do on the weekend? Oh, I'm not allowed to talk about it in case I upset anybody. Like, that's abnormal behaviour.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That's controlling a kid. And kids are so innocent. Like, they just say the
truth.
They
don't know, exactly.
They just say whatever happened.
But they don't really know how much dad earns or mum earns. Like,
yeah, it's an experience.
We're going to keep this really simple. 40009, agree or disagree, maybe your reasons why.
Mm-hmm.
Should pupils be stopped from talking about their weekends when they go back to school for fear of upsetting poorer kids? Or is it, you disagree, it should just be kids?
Has the world gone mad? What do you think? Do you agree or do you disagree?
You can weigh in and be a part of this show whenever you like. We're chatting about, is it political correctness gone a little mad in the UK? There's a new project being implemented in certain schools in the UK, not all schools at the moment. And they're basically saying that pupils are discouraged from talking about what they did on the weekend because it might upset some poorer students.
Yeah, it might leave their classmates feeling ashamed or embarrassed because they didn't do anything on the weekend.
Yeah.
So they're trying to discourage these students from being honest and just talking about their experience from the weekend.
We're putting it out there. We're making it pretty simple on 4009. Do you agree or do you disagree? Sean joins us. Sean, what are your thoughts on this one? Do you reckon they should be discouraging kids from talking about their weekends?
I think it's completely mental, because the whole point for kids going to school is, you know, to learn trigonometry and math and this and that sort of stuff, but to teach them for, you know, the real world, to prepare them for, you know, to being adults. But if you start sheltering them from stuff like that, you know, they're not going to be prepared, and when they go out into the, you know, looking for a job, or they get to a teenager, they're going to get a real shock if when they realize, oh, there's people richer than me. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Also, it might as well, if they hear, you know, other people's parents who've been successful, who can afford luxuries, they might think, oh, maybe if I work really hard, get good grades, I can be, you know, get those luxuries for myself.
Yeah, I agree. And it's weird because you're right. They go there to learn math and science and English and everything.
Mm.
And now we're trying to teach them how to be social as well. Like, they need to have some sort of creative, like, force behind them as well.
Totally. and besides, when you grow up and become an adult, the only thing you talk about when you come back to work or what you do on the weekend is brunch anyway. So, it doesn't even matter in the long run. So,
thank you so much for calling in, Sean.
Yeah, appreciate your thoughts on that, Sean. What do you think? 4009.
Yeah, students be discouraged from talking about their weekends just to make sure everybody's happy in the classroom? That's what we're asking.
We're chatting about a new project that's been implemented in some schools in the UK where they're discouraging students from talking about their weekends because it might upset poorer kids that aren't doing anything on the weekends.
So some kids could have a really great experience or go away and then, you know, obviously want to come to school and talk about their experience, and they're saying, the teachers are saying, no, please don't, because, you know, little Jimmy may have not been doing anything this weekend and he might feel a little bit ashamed or embarrassed.
Correct. I think it's a bit of political correctness gone mad. I grew up pretty working class. A lot of my mates went on holidays and cruises to Fiji and Vanuatu and stuff, and it just makes you change and grow as a person.
Yeah,
that's what those experiences do.
You aspire to doing that when you get older, or you want to do it later, or you save money because you think, oh, that's going to be, you know, there's just different things that come from it. And also you can just have a nice experience at home.
Well, that was you, Pricey. You grew up watching Days of Our Lives all summer holiday.
Bold and the Beautiful. Me and Ridge, we are tight.
But perhaps that did carve out a path for you from those experiences growing up, because you did end up joining Emirates, moving overseas and seeing the world.
Yeah, it changes you.
Exactly.
But also, like, you can make some beautiful memories at home, you know, with your family in the garden. Doesn't matter where you are. You just have great family memories.
Exactly. 4009 if you want to weigh in. Love to take your calls on this one
this morning. Yes. Calling in from Abu Dhabi. Simone, what are your thoughts?
I completely agree with your comments on that you shouldn't baby the kids or protect them from life. It's reality. I think it is sad for a child to maybe understand that they're not as privileged, but I think it would be motivating, just like it was for Pricey, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, it's like they're innocent children. Like, it's almost like just containing their innocence. Like, you know, you've got to be so much more aware and conscious of what you're saying. And it's like, children just say whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why we love them.
Censoring kids. What was it like for you growing up?
I wasn't privileged at all. I mean, I grew up also like middle class, and I mean, there was a time my parents were even completely bankrupt, and I just had to deal with it, and it made me stronger for who I am. It's really sad how everything has to be so over politically correct these days. And people are just not tough anymore. The kids aren't tough anymore.
Yeah, and you've
got to... It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And you need to find beauty and joy in other things. Like, just because you're going on a holiday doesn't mean that you can't go on a holiday and still have a fantastic time at home with your parents and create new memories.
No,
in the
I agree.
House.
Hey, let me tell you, there's some holidays I'd rather forget with my family, if I'm completely honest with you.
Scandal. Maybe Adele's looking to pave a new career because she officiated Alan Carr's wedding this week.
Okay.
Yeah, Alan said, we've known her for ages, and when we told her we were getting married, she said, can I please plan the whole day for you? And that she did. She got ordained especially just to officiate the wedding.
Okay.
Then she planned every detail and even hosted the ceremony in her back garden in Los Angeles. And, of course, she also performed.
Yeah, I was going to say, did she sing?
Yeah, she performed at the wedding reception as well. Like, it sounded like it was a little bit of the Adele show.
Well, it's actually, she's kind of got the skill. So she's ordained to be able to
officiate
mm-hmm. marry people.
Yep.
And she can sing.
Yep.
Like,
And she's apparently really good at organising stuff because she just planned the whole wedding.
If you don't know Alan Carr, is he that guy with the annoying voice? He hosts shows in the UK?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's Shatterman Alan Carr.
Yeah. That's
him. I can't
stand
him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he said that it was just the best. He absolutely loved it. And then Adele shared a photo from the big day on her Instagram yesterday, confirming everything. She's been like, yeah, I did this.
Click on the link in the bio if you want to hire me. Like every Instagram post.
Swipe up to see more of my website.
We do that, so just
we do.
Be careful. Okay, don't want to make fun of ourselves.
Why? I like making fun of
us. Yeah, we do, I know. Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Adele is now... pretty much a wedding planner as well as a worldwide global superstar.
All right, good on you, Adele. Mm-hmm. We'll see. She hates touring, so this could be a new gig. Who knows?
So good. Apparently it was just stunning.
Thank you for the Scandal, Pricey. The Harry and Pricey Podcast. To buy 92.